Following the bombing of a hospital run by Médecins Sans Frontières in Kunduz, Afghanistan, there's been a call to activate the International Humanitarian Fact-Finding Commission to review the incident. Dr. Phoebe Wynne-Pope, Director of International Humanitarian Law at the Australian Red Cross, told me her organisation is supporting impartial investigations to look at protection of humanitarian efforts to provide medical support in any conflict.
One of the things that is of deep concern to us is the protection of the medical mission, that this was the very basis and the very beginning of the laws of armed conflict, that people should be able to access medical care. And we have been working very hard over the last few years on a project which is around this increasing trend of attacks on medical workers and medical facilities.
Médecins Sans Frontières has asked for a fact-finding commission. Can you give me some background on how that operates?
The International Humanitarian Fact-Finding Commission is actually a body which was set up under Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Convention. So it was set up in international law, but it has not yet been used. If it can help to clarify facts around this tragic event, that would be a good thing. I think we would all welcome any impartial investigation which could help determine the facts behind the bombing of a hospital. I think that's an important outcome.
The US and NATO and potentially Afghanistan will be investigating this bombing. What is another investigation going to bring into the mix?
We welcome any investigations that get to the facts, and that's the most important thing. And the lessons that we need to learn about this is how we can best protect and continue to protect the medical mission and medical facilities and hospitals and healthcare workers in these situations of armed conflict.
Do you think that without this kind of scrutiny, it might affect the ability of organisations like Médecins Sans Frontières and also the International Red Cross to actually activate in wartime and help people on the ground?
It's an enormous challenge for humanitarian organisations and staff to work in situations of armed conflict. We do it all the time. We put in place as many protections as we possibly can, but we are really relying on our neutrality, our impartiality, these fundamental principles which are around the right of every human being, wherever they are, whoever they are, whatever they've done, to receive assistance and alleviation from suffering. This is the thing that's the most important, is that we need to hold to this. We need to make sure that that humanitarian mission, if you like, the medical mission, which is protected in international law, universally agreed by states right around the world, that that is protected so that people who are most vulnerable in times of armed conflict have access to assistance.
Dr. Phoebe Wynne-Pope, Director of International Humanitarian Law at the Australian Red Cross.